I almost felt guilty there for a while, getting Darren Fazard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, out a bit early to take a call on a day which, of course, for himself and others in his shire, is a public holiday. But then I found out the bloke next door was mowing the lawn at 7 o'clock, so he was awake anyway. Darren, good morning.
Yes, Robert. In the area, I should say, Robert. I won't blame the immediate neighbours, but yes, thank you to whoever got up energetically on this public holiday to mow their lawns today.
That's a bit rude at this time of the morning. Do you know anyone in the council? I reckon you should complain.
There's got to be someone that can help, surely.
Yeah, you'd hope so. Hey, Australia Day nominations now open.
Yes, Robert, thank you. Australia Day, I've got to say, Robert, generally, it's easily my favourite council-related gig that I'm involved in, Robbo. In addition to welcoming new citizens, growing our understanding of Indigenous culture and what that day means to Indigenous people who live in our community so that we can keep on working on a better future together, we also get to celebrate the amazing efforts of the people in our community through the Australia Day Awards. So, yep, it's that time again, Robbo, where we're calling for nominations for the Mount Alexander Shire Australia Day Awards. Could be someone who gives their time to the community, Robbo, through the arts, creative areas, sporting activities, education, environment or community development. We really don't mind. What's important is that they're making an important difference to the lives of others. And if you know somebody who meets that requirement, we really want you to nominate them.
Yeah.
So we've got four categories this year, Robbo. Citizen of the Year, we've got Senior Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year and Event of the Year. And that includes online events as well, Robbo.
Okay.
So really looking forward to that. We do have a couple of rules, Robbo. The nominees have to live in the Shire. They have to be an Australian citizen, and they really do have to have given outstanding service to the local community over a number of years. For a couple of others, the Young Citizen of the Year has to be under 25 years of age on the 26th of January 2021, and the Senior Citizen has to be over 65 years at that same time. You get nomination forms from our website, Robbo, or you can pick them up from the Civic Centre or the Visitor Information Centres in Maldon or Castlemaine. And we're looking for those by 5 p.m. on Friday the 4th of December, Robbo.
Okie dokie. The great thing about those two is it's often the unheralded heroes that pop up in these two, and I think that's always wonderful because they never go seeking any of these sort of things, but it's great when they get them anyway. So well done.
Yeah.
Now, the council, usually, you know, most people tongue-in-cheek would say you're slashing services, but no, you're slashing the roadside. Sorry, I couldn't help that.
Yeah, I could have stayed in bed for this sort of news, Robert. Now, you've been, you were talking with Paul Tangy earlier about being fire safe ready, Robbo. We're doing our bit as well. We've started our annual roadside slashing program, and we've started that alongside the sealed rural roads and the rural intersections around the Shire. We've been working in the area of Barring Up last month, and we're progressing through the areas around Maldon, Newstead, Guildford, Harcourt, Sutton Grange, Metcalf and Taradale between now and December. It is a bit different to usual, though, Robbo. The amount of soil moisture and vegetation growth this season means some areas are too wet to slash at the moment, so we may have to come back to a few spots that we leave, and we may even need to come back a couple of times to some areas because of what's predicted with the weather over the coming month or two. So keep an eye out for that. And in doing that work, Robbo, we do know that there's other risks associated with doing that work, so we've got procedures in place to identify and also protect the areas of high-value vegetation, as well as reducing the spread of noxious weeds. So if we're in an area where there are weeds, we do make sure that the gear is thoroughly cleaned out and washed before they move on to another area. And we're also, of course, working with the CFA to make sure that areas of fire risk are dealt with, and we're taking weather conditions into account when we do that work too, Rollo. So
okay. That's
where we're up to, but we do want to encourage everyone else, as Paul has said, to do their bit and get their properties ready, and we have got that free disposal of green waste until Monday the 9th of November at our local transfer stations in Castlemaine and Maldon. And keep an eye on our website. We may extend that a little bit if the weather keeps doing what it's been doing, Rollo.
Yep. And finally, Darren, a big night tomorrow night or afternoon, evening, when we find out the formal results of the 2020 Mount Alexander Shire Council elections.
Yes, very exciting one for us, Robbo. So 6 p.m. tomorrow night is when they will formally declare, the Visit Victorian Electoral Commission, that is, will formally announce who's won the new seats in our new council, and that will be declared ward by ward. It'll be in the council chamber at the Civic Centre, but unfortunately, because of COVID-19 restrictions, Robbo, it won't be open to the public. There'll only be the candidates there. But to keep everyone informed, we will be broadcasting the declarations live from 6 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. via YouTube, Robbo. And I know you'll already have this saved in your favourites, but for everyone else, just search up Mount Alexander Shire Council on YouTube and you'll be able to watch it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, mine's definitely in there. Never anything better. That's great. Well, listen, we wish everybody every success with that too, so good luck to them and to those who are leaving council and all of that, so well done. All right, listen, Darren, you can go back to bed now. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Robert. My pleasure.
Have a great day.
Thank you. I will. You too.